Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets before you. Matthew chapter 5 verses 10 to 12. But he that received the seed into stony places, the same is he that hears the word, and anon with joy receiveth it. Yet has he not root in himself, but endures for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arise because of the word, by and by he is offended. Matthew chapter 13 verses 20 to 21. But when you shall see the abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, standing where it ought not, let him that reads understand, then let them that be in Judea flee to the mountains, and let him that is on the housetop not go down into the house, neither enter therein, to take anything out of his house, and let him that is in the field not turn back again for to take up his garment. But woe to them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. And pray you that your flight be not in the winter. For in those days shall be persecution unto this time, neither shall be. And except that the Lord had shortened those days, no flesh should be saved, but for the elect's sake, whom he hath chosen, he hath shortened the days. Mark chapter 13 verses 14 to 20. If the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you, if they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. John chapter 15 verses 18 to 21. This is really important. You have to know this, the persecuted are not abandoned. The world may hate them, lie about them, and drive them out, but heaven calls them blessed. They endure not for pride, but for his name's sake. They follow not a religion, but a rejected king. Let every heart understand. Persecution is not the absence of God's favor. It is evidence of it. And those who endure for righteousness' sake, and for the name of Jesus, will receive what cannot be taken, the kingdom of heaven. This is the promise of the Son of God, and his word shall not fail.